Hi, this is Kim Loftus of MysticAccess.com, and I would like to thank you so much for investing in the VoiceStream Writer tutorial. VoiceStream Writer is an iOS app developed by Winston Chin. It is currently only available for the iOS platform. I do not know if there are any plans in the works to make it available for other platforms. It is a productivity and word processing app. It can allow you to create, move, and export text, and also to import text, very quickly and easily. It's completely accessible and works very well for those with visual impairments or a lack of vision, and also for those with dyslexia due to the array of features that are included within the app. However, it can work very well for anyone who is a writer who needs to come up with the right words that they want to use in the course of their writing and who just wants a really simple, intuitive, and easy experience to help them get their writing done. To learn more about the app and to get the documentation for the app, you can visit voicestream.com/writer, WRITER. This app also works very well with its sister app, Voice Dream Reader. And in fact, they share a couple of things in common, as you will learn as we move through the course of this tutorial. One of my favorite things as a user of VoiceStream Writer is the ability to select text in a diverse amount of ways. I don't know about you, but a lot of times for me in iOS, the selection and movement of text can be a challenge, especially when one is doing it without the use of a keyboard or a braille display. So one of the things that I really like about this app in particular is the ease of use in terms of selecting text and in selecting various units of text. It also has some other really neat features that I particularly like in terms of Word Finder, the spell check function, the ability to find synonyms and antonyms, etc. There's quite a lot to explore here, so let's get started. I am going to use Siri to tell her to open Writer for me. Open Writer. And we wait.
Writer, File Manager, button.
And it has taken us to File Manager, which is at the top left corner of your screen.